I'm a little tense this morning, Craig.
So? How so?
I thought I would just relax a little with my favorite band that didn't exist. Deep breath here.
Mm-hmm.
Against your skin so brown. And I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight.
I would think that would not be a good thing. To sleep in the desert, right? Isn't it like 40 degrees in the desert at night?
But
and there's
you can
like
see the
coyotes
stars.
Or some other
well,
animals,
yeah,
scorpions or
wildebeest, yeah.
Something like that as well. All right, now you got me tense again with that.
But, rattlesnakes.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that? Was that Bill Harper, executive director of the United Way of Greater Lorain County? Have you been through the desert?
I have. I've slept in the desert, Yeah, back when the Eagles came out with that hit. You know, it was something you did.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were in the Peace Corps or something like that.
No, it's a bucket list thing.
Oh, you know? Didn't make a trek to the Joshua Tree or anything of that nature.
No.
Okay. Was it chilly overnight?
It was.
As
you
remember?
Had cold, some sleeping bags.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
Any problems with animals?
No problems.
Okay.
No problems. Yeah, I think the creepy crawlies tend to
go into
their burrows at night.
Right. You don't bother them, they won't bother you.
That's
is
right.
How it works
That's right.
As well.
Peaceable kingdom.
And
everybody
you probably
gets
get
along.
A lot of starlight then because you don't have a lot of lights from
that
the city.
That was amazing,
right?
The stars, I recall. Yeah. Back when I could see that far.
Well, how's your spelling these days? You can just still spell.
Is that sarsaparilla.
Oh, was that the last?
That was the one last year, yeah.
See, this is the scars of spelling bees. Anybody who's participated in a spelling bee forevermore, the word that they lose out on is the word that's stuck in their mind of
yes.
The word that they know. And whether they actually can ever spell it again or even say the word. But we're glad let people know about the Spellebrate 2017. This is, again, the United Way of Greater Lorain County, a fun fundraiser you've got.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Last year was the inaugural event, and we raised close to $10,000 for the Lorain County Volunteer Connection. So it was a lot of fun.
Now, how does the money get raised? How does that all work together?
Well, we have teams of four. Compete against one another. It's $200 a team, so $50 a person, and you get a buffet-style dinner and one drink ticket for that with a lot of fun. And then, of course, other people come to be spectators because some folks just can't handle the spotlight. You know, they like to kind of be out in the audience and observe and
they want to be the wind
applaud.
Beneath their wings is what they
That's
want
right.
to
be. They encourage all of our teams, and I understand WEOL has a team this year.
This
chosen to get into the fray.
We've had some people that have been excited about putting it together, so
yep.
I think it's going to happen.
Can they spell?
Can
the people putting together the spelling team spell?
We hope so. I mean, but it's not about winning and losing, right? It's the cause of the good cause of United Way.
No, it's all about winning and losing.
Okay, right, exactly. Yeah.
The bragging rights.
Let's hope those young ladies from Kendallwood Oberlin don't
oh
show up.
Oh, my
again
gosh. Yesterday. They were amazing. Well, retired school teachers, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do with them? They handled everybody.
Yes, but you did a great job of, course, you have lots of experience as the official pronouncer for right. the Scripps Howard Spelling Bee.
Right here in Lorain County. Yeah, so I'm glad to do that again. This is coming up on June 22nd.
June 22nd at the Emerald Event Center this year in Avon from 6 to 9:30 in the evening.
So people can still put their teams together?
They still can, yeah. Need to get that done soon. We've got some great teams put together. I don't quite have mine filled out. I'm looking for someone to join me and my son and my daughter-in-law. So I'm looking for a fourth. My wife refuses to do it. So.
And if I'm not mistaken, if the rules have not changed, there's portions of this which is sort of the written version of it. Because sometimes people say, I can spell, but I can only write it down. And there's portions where you'll be writing
There are portions
down.
Where you write down, yeah, at the beginning, the elimination round, I think, yeah.
So, okay, that's coming up June 22nd, a fun way to help
That's
out.
Right.
United Way of Greater Lorain County. Of course, you had you've had some fun ways, people volunteering. You've done that happened last month, right, with part of the cleaning up.
Well, we've got volunteering all year round. And, of course, United Way has this special partnership with Hands On Northeast Ohio called the Lorain County Volunteer Connection. Of course, that's what we're raising money for at the Spellebrate. That group, we have our June Day of Action on Saturday, June 24th. You can join me at in South Lorain at El Centro de Servicios Sociales from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So not a big commitment to help do some street cleaning and beautifying. Boy, that's probably a good word to spell.
Well,
projects.
Not that I'm jumping off on something else. Did you know that beautiful is the word that people look in Ohio look up the most to spell? That was from that Google's recently. The Google went through
really?
States by said, what words do people not know how to spell?
Beautiful.
How to spell? Because it's beautiful Ohio, right? That's what our theme song. That's the state song, is it not?
That is
look
the
at
state
you,
song.
Look at you people with wrinkled brows looking at me.
No, I absolutely know that, Bruce, because we sang that at my father's funeral.
Okay.
It's a tough song to sing. It is the official state song. Correct.
Yes. All right. But what else is happening with the United Way of Greater Lorain County? Collaboratives, I suppose.
Oh, sure. All kinds of collaboratives. And, of course, the June Day of Action at El Centro really is underscoring the 231 Community Collaborative that we fund, which supports middle school students living in South Lorain with wraparound services both in and outside the school. And the whole idea is to get those middle school students through that tough period of life, help them develop communication and life skills, and avoid those risky behaviors that can lead to problems like smoking and drinking and violence and all that kind of stuff that they don't need to get into. So we're going to be in South Lorain, getting that area ready for a fun and engaging summer for area students with the 231 Go Collaborative.
Your collaboratives, in many cases, deal with younger kids,
yes,
school-based,
right,
but they are year-round, right? They just don't end in May or June.
That's correct. So we've got kindergarten readiness collaboratives in Elyria, Lorain, and Oberlin, and then we have middle school collaboratives in Midview and Clearview schools, South Elyria and South Lorain. Yeah. And so, yeah, those go year-round, and especially, I mean, it's a really good point that kids need something to do in the summer. And they provide those kinds of activities, especially so that these children don't lose anything academically during those summer months, so they can start next school year at or above where they finish this school year.
And when summer's winding down, I imagine you're probably getting ready now, making plans for your annual kickoff to be announced.
Oh, right. Yes, we'll have our annual kickoff at coming up at Mike Bass Ford again this year. That will be in August, so we'll let people know about that.
Very good.
We've got some other summer volunteer opportunities. Just this Saturday, playground border construction at Wilkes Villa Horizon Activity Center. Doesn't need an orientation. You can just show up to construct a playground border at that apartment complex and the Horizon Education Center there. We have Challenger Baseball in Avon with assisting players, youth with disabilities, in playing baseball. That's in Avon every Sunday through July 23rd. We've got a new volunteer orientation plus a project coming up at Second Harvest and a new volunteer orientation at our offices at 1875 Northridge Road East, Suite H in Lorain coming up on June 26th. But all of these things you can access through our website, which is uwlorainecounty.org.
You mentioned your address. Let's talk about your new address. How is how are things going with your soon-to-be new
Thanks
home?
Thanks for asking, Craig. Yeah, 642 Broadway Avenue. We had a construction meeting yesterday. Things are going great. Drywall is up. They're putting all the spackling on the drywall, and we'll be in there by the end of July.
Choose your paint color? Did you get
that? I did not do that. I know my limitations. We had a group of people at my office who really get into that stuff, have selected the colors, and so we'll be sharing those with folks when we have our big grand opening.
All right. Well, coming up, you can to participate in the Spellebrate. Again,
yep,
that's June 22nd at the Emerald Event Center. As it says here on your Facebook page on the post, you don't have to be a good speller to have a good time.
That's right. Well, you're with a team, so you get a little bit of shelter there.
Right.
And, you know, it's really important that the team members listen to one another.
Well, okay, you're going to get into that.
and what happened last year with my team was we had one member that knew how to spell rhinoceros, and the rest of us overruled him.
Ooh.
And that was a mistake.
It's that group think. You're not sure, you know.
That's right. Got to listen.
Right.
Got to listen well. That's so good. Hopefully, you know, we came in third place last year. I hope we do better, but I think we were way above our level last year, so I'm not sure about that.
Good luck.
That's about the words, right? The words.
It's about the words.
The roll
that's
off
right.
Bruce Van Dyke's lips.
That's right. The love of words. We had a lot of German words last year. I don't know where they all came
from. That's not fair.
Craig thinks words have to be American words. He doesn't like French words or foreign words. He doesn't think they should be in spelling.
They want those kids to spell French food words. I don't think that's right.
Soufflé? Do you have a problem with?
American words like Lakota Sioux words, like the Tonka or something like that.
Cuyahoga. Good for you.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Here's a little beautiful Ohio as we round out the show. Beautiful. B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L. And Ohio, of course, is round on both sides and high in the middle. That's how we all know how to say it.
High in the middle.
Yep. Right. Bill Harper, United Way of Greater Lorain County, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Dreaming of a pair of eyes that looks in mine. Beautiful Ohio, in dreams again I see visions of